Kia ora, ko Tū Whenua Rawa, Ngā Tanihira Tukuingwa. This is your Wātea News. Far North Mayor John Carter says he wants to pause and reset the process for identifying significant natural areas. The mayor won't be in Kaikohe tomorrow to meet a hikoi protesting the SNA protest because he will be in Wellington talking to ministers and Northland MPs about the legal steps needed to create such a reset. Because of the large areas of native and regenerating native bush and the underdeveloped state of much of the north, almost half of the Māori land would qualify as an SNA and be subject to restrictions on its use. Mr Carter says in hindsight his council could have done better, but it was trying to manage a legal requirement passed down from central government.
We're looking to have a pause and a reset so that we go out and we actually listen, have our ears open as we're talking with landowner representatives, whether it be farmers, whether it be business people, whether it be residents, whether it be heritage, multiply owned Māori land, whoever it is, we need to ensure that we're listening, and we will be.
John Carter says he will ask for officials to be sent north to explain the policy to landowners. A member of the Climate Change Commission says people have to change if the pace of global warming is to be slowed. Lisa Tumahai from Ngaitahu says if the government accepts the blueprint handed over by the commission yesterday, it has a lot to do to plan a transition to a zero carbon future, a process that has to include Māori at every stage. In response to a large number of submissions from Māori trusts, organisations and individuals, the commission warned the transition should not disproportionately affect Māori and Pacifica. Ms Tumahai says we can't afford to pass the costs on to future generations, and the transition needs to start now.
That will require a lot of investment in the infrastructure, but also in people to start changing behaviours. So I think there'll be a number of very interesting conversations across all of our marae in terms of how we actually adapt to these new ways of being, so that we've got a better future for our mokopuna.
Lisa Tumahai says transport, agriculture practices and rampant consumerism all need to change. A new report on primary school staffing says more targeted resources needed to strengthen Māori and Pacifica education. The Pu'aotanga report was prepared for NZEI Te Rui Roa by an independent panel of education experts. Bold changes to staffing are needed to address equity issues preventing children reaching their potential. It says current staffing is not fit for purpose and that children are missing out due to high school student-teacher ratios, teachers' lack of time to adequately prepare for teaching, and inadequate specialist staffing resources. Recommendations include increasing classroom release time to give teachers and teacher aides more time for planning, and progressively lowering student-to-teacher ratios to align with the lower secondary school years, further lowering of ratios in Māori medium settings. And that is your Wātea News.